The right to vote for women was especially hard-fought. During a lecture on the women's suffrage movement, Librarian of Virginia Dr. Sandra Treadway described how women, unless they were widowed, had no rights to ownership or business decisions, and the best way to change that was through the right to vote. But they were opposed by political leaders and many others, were arrested, and became public outcasts. And women were even slighted despite their support for full rights for all after the Civil War.
But they and those interested in women's rights were very disappointed when the 15th Amendment guaranteed that the rights of citizens of the United States to vote shall not be denied on account of race, color, or previous condition of servitude. It failed to mention voting rights for women.
But Virginia women continued to organize and push for the right to vote, and by 1920, the 19th Amendment was the law of the land. However, the General Assembly did not go on the record to officially support the amendment until 1952. Reporting from Richmond, I'm Tommy McNeil.